Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
The world has changed. Are you still trying to reach people the same way? If you are, you're like most people. And unfortunately, you're going to be left behind. This is why at the Igniting Souls Conference 2022, we are taking an absolute deep dive and showing authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers how to leverage the new internet to grow their book, brand, and business. All the information is at ignitingsoulsconference.com. Get your ticket today because there are limited seats. And right now, it's the super early bird. Hope to see you there. Hey folks, welcome to Blockchain Life. I am here with a very special guest who's lived in 9 countries, believe it or not. And her name is Elena Obukova. And that is a great name. It's almost as complicated as Oberbrunner. What do you think, Elena?
Hello, yeah. Everyone. Yeah, my name is quite complicated, but you did pronounce it well from a
pretty
first
good.
Time. Yeah, pretty good. Good.
Okay. Well, listen, we're gonna film outside today, and if my neighbors are loud, I'm gonna go inside, and I might go inside right now. But I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm gonna mute myself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
For sure. So I got exposed to crypto in 2014. So I was, I was one of the early adopters. And it was during a second Bitcoin wave. And there was a moment when I came across Bitcoin and saw that it's exciting new technology. At that moment, I was quite interested in different tech updates, VC deals, and all new technologies that could appear. And of course, I couldn't miss out on Bitcoin. That was the moment when I also first jumped in. And later in 2017, I started being actively involved on a professional level. At that moment, I was living in China and was helping projects to explore local markets or get access to users in China and just understand the regulatory framework in China. And then I started working with multiple projects for South Korea as well, for South Korean market.
Wow.
And joined the United Nations, was advising them on how to use emerging tech, including blockchain, for financial inclusion. Very shortly, I understood that big companies have no idea about blockchain, crypto, and bureaucracy just doesn't allow you to integrate new technologies or in areas where they actually need it. And that's how I started my consulting company, FAS FinTech Advisory Services, and expanded the company to 15 different locations around the world. And not long ago, I started also Flashback One. That's my primary focus right now. It's a platform for NFT tickets, loyalty programs, and memberships that is designed for mass market. And we are starting out of here from New York and onboarding local merchants, small businesses, and event organizers.
I love that. That is amazing. So if I understand correctly, you kind of started out, you were an early adopter in blockchain. You started to gain some competencies. You started to get picked up by a lot of nations. And now you realize that you focused in on NFT loyalty programs. That's kind of one of the main things that you do.
Yeah, that's correct. And on top of that, I'm also one of the founders of Supermoon Camp. That's a community-focused ecosystem for crypto enthusiasts, founders, executives, and thought leaders. And the purpose of that community to drive more people into space and develop exciting projects. And yeah, so those... Flashback is still my primary focus, but we're doing some really great initiatives with Supermoon Camp as well.
Can I share with my audience because my audience is authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers. That's kind of our target market. Can I share with them some of your websites? And you almost kind of walk us through. And if people are listening to the podcast, they could just go to the links later. But what is like one of your websites? And can you walk us through a little bit about the products and services?
Of course. The first website is flashback.one. One is O-N-E.
Flashback.one.
Yeah.
Talk to me about, I love domains. Why did you pick .one? What is the point of that?
We were kind of flashback, like number one. So that's why it's flashback one. And flashback, it comes from a memory side. Because we're allowing everyone to store NFTs. And we started as a ticketing platform. And we start understanding that, I don't know if you remember, I mean, you obviously remember the paper-based tickets and how exciting they were. Lots of my friends and connections are they used to collect all those tickets. That's a memory. You're going to a music festival, you bring home this paper-based ticket that you can look at and recall amazing memories later on. Mm-hmm. Same for Broadway theaters. My friend, for example, she has a gigantic book of all Broadway tickets of all shows she ever visited.
Really?
And she was so upset this year when she went to Broadway again. And she was giving me a call and saying, Elena, oh my God, can you imagine? They only have QR code that I received on my phone. There is no ticket. What am I going to collect? She was like really frustrated, for real, she was so frustrated. And that's how we start realizing that there is a huge market for it. And we can help people to collect their memories digitally so they never lose their collection.
Okay.
And they always stay in touch with organizers through NFT technology. And that's what Flashback is about. So any organizer and soon merchants, small businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, they can also mint their NFT and give it to their customers, to their community, and continue communicating with them through different engagement and missions. Mm-hmm. For example, for loyalty programs, it can be something like buy 5 cups of coffee, get one free.
Yes.
But on top of that, these coffee stores, they can collaborate with other merchants. So coffee shop can build a joint loyalty program with restaurants or a joint loyalty program with other event organizers. So whenever you're visiting one of those partnered locations, you're still earning your perks. And that's something that is not existing. And that's the way we are helping them to build a stronger community and boost their marketing without any other additional efforts.
Okay, so this is amazing. This is amazing. So if I think of this with authors, I could literally say, you tell me if I'm thinking crazy, but let's say there's a group of 10 authors that say, we wanna share loyalty with our readers. So if you buy one of our books in this little cohort, you get a perk. And if you buy any of the other 9, you get to earn perks. And together, those perks could be something that gets you a percentage off of a conference ticket for all these authors or a course. Like we teach at our business 18 streams of income. So we don't think of just the book. We think of the workshop, the seminar, the keynote speech, the mastermind. So you're telling me there could be a group of authors that come together and do this. Is that possible?
Yeah, that's totally possible. We will have a new update coming in a few months where individuals and businesses they can form this kind of partnership collaborations and means they're joined. It can be joint loyalty program. It can be joint membership and it can be a joint ticket. So I also was realizing there is a problem, for example, with Eventbrite. If you are trying to co-organize event with another company, you have to choose whose page you're going to use to create, like whose, how to say, company profile you're going to use to create an event page. And it's always a conversation because then this company will be getting more traffic, more followers, more subscribers if you choose to use that company page. But at Flashback, you don't need to think about it anymore. You can have, you will be able to have different co-organizers listed for a certain event page. That's, so everyone gets credit.
That is so good. Okay, I'm going to share my screen again with that. That was amazing. So walk us through the actual website. And I always want to bring value to my people. And I'm going to show them how the, is this a good page, how it works? Or do you want me to go to a different page? Flashback.one.
Yeah, we can just go to a homepage.
So go to the homepage. Can you see the homepage or did it, or do I need to share?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, and here you can already see different events that we have on our platform. And if you click, you can click on any of these events.
This
you can
one,
click, for example.
Can you I can click this one?
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's it. I want to go to that.
So, yeah, I don't know what event this
I can't, is. I can't speak that language. I'm not going to that. I'm going to go to a different one. All right.
You can go to, yeah, if you scroll a little bit along, yeah, just scroll a little bit and just click on Supermoon Camp, for example.
Supermoon Camp, Austin. Yeah.
So this is our upcoming camp for Supermoons, the communities that I already talked about. And here you can read the short information about the event. And if you scroll below, you will be able to see tickets. And if you then later create a profile, you will be able to grab these tickets if they're still available, because we have a limited number of tickets.
Interesting.
There. But yeah, each of these peaks is essentially a ticket. So you can click on it, you can read what is included in the ticket. Organizers can include more perks. We kept it very simple. And here you can also have details about blockchain transaction.
What if people are like, oh my gosh, I'm confused.
How? You don't really need to understand this part. So
yeah.
We understand that majority of our people who are using Flashback at the moment, they have no idea about MetaMask, blockchain. So that's why if you click, if you just go to a main page, or not the main page, just if you, you can close this ticket and just click on this emoji on top right corner. This black emoji.
This thing?
Yeah. And if you click on it, you can click sign up.
Interesting.
And that's basically all information you need. You just need to put your name, email, password, or you can sign up with Google.
Interesting.
So that's very, very simple. You don't really need any additional information.
Yeah.
That's how, you create your profile and then you can start getting your tickets.
Perfect. I love it. Okay, so this is one of your sites. And I want the authors, the influencers, the entrepreneurs to realize what Elena just shared is amazing. It builds community and collaboration around your events. That's perfect. I mean,
And not only events, also around your business. If you're a coffee shop owner or you have a gym, or you have any other club or facility or venue, you can also start creating your community, because community is an essential part of your business. And those are people who are loyal customers and who will always support you throughout your journey.
I love that. That's so good. Okay. And then what else do you have? You mentioned what you had a different business or you do consulting.
I mentioned the Supermoon Camp. It's supermooncamp.com.
SUPERMOON.
Yeah, like Supermoon Camp. .com.
.com. Okay, I'm going there. All right. Ooh, this is cool. All right, folks, watch this. So again, if you're watching on a, or if you're listening on a podcast, you just need to type out the URL, but we're going to go to supermooncamp.com. And what am I looking at?
So that's our community. So we're building an ecosystem for people to build long-term professional relationships. And Supermoon Camp have includes different initiatives. First of all, is also, of course, our camps. We're renting usually a big house or multiple units during major event weeks. For example, we had one of our last camps we had during Bitcoin 2022. Yeah. We rent half of our hotel building, and we're staying together. So all
in Miami.
Yeah, in Miami. So all influential people, executives, of course, every single person goes to their private room with a private bathroom, but we were all living together, attending different events, having additional networking sessions. And that helps not just to network, but to actually build relationships. And that's what was missing in the field. And now we're organizing our next camp during Consensus Week in Austin, Texas. Yes. And on top of that, we will have our first mini moon event. That is the Mansion on the Moon party that we will host at the private mansion in Austin downtown. That will be a bigger event for 350, 400 people in total, with different entertainment, networking, art shows. It's going to be a really great and interesting experience. We have lots of VCs and individual investors coming to that event as well. And on top of that, Supermoon Camp will be launching soon memberships. Camps will only be available to our members moving forward. We will soon be announcing, actually this week, we will be officially announcing our membership opportunities. So you will be able to purchase an NFT that gives you access to our network, community, our events, and all community events. And on top of that, you can also join club within Supermoon Camp. It can be event production club, it can be research club, so you can actively participate in different activities. So if you are a creator and you run your podcast, you can now utilize Supermoon Network and community to boost up your production value. You can invite guests from our community. You can use Supermoon channels to promote your brand. Same if you're an individual author and you're writing interesting articles or want to do more written interviews. You can also, like, you can join, for example, a research club and start writing as a part of Supermoon members. And we will help to feature you at our media partners. We will help you to get access to networks that can boost up your brand and your content. And of course, you will have your own brand, and we just are a network and an ecosystem that helps you to promote it.
And wow. So question, what if people are overwhelmed? Because you have a very good skill. I can tell you're talented. I can tell you, you know your stuff. How do you talk to an author, entrepreneur, or influencer to get them familiar with this space? Because it sounds like you did some consulting with businesses in the beginning where you realized that they didn't really know what they were talking about either. So how do you help people onboard?
So for Supermoon Camp, we usually have people who are already deeply involved in the space, because our goal is to produce content and onboard more people into crypto and Web3. So all our network includes people that have experience and professional knowledge in the crypto and Web3 industries. On top of that, the majority of them are founders of some projects, entrepreneurs, or thought leaders, and they're using us as a platform for widening their network, getting more resources to boost up their personal projects. And Supermoon is launching an academy in a year and a half, and our academy will be bringing more people into space through educational initiatives, personal trainings, explaining how and like why Web3 is so important and how to join the space. On top of that, Supermoon Cam has a Supermoon Station. That's a media entity that helps to spread the content that we produce during different events, panels, talks. I'm also hosting a podcast every week on crypto news and updates and giving my personal opinion on what's going on. It's my personal opinion, but I'm always trying to break down all the news and explain what's going on just to make sure that other people can understand what's happening in the crypto space.
What is that podcast called?
It's Supermoon Station.
Supermoon Station. So I should start listening to that,
right? Yeah, you should.
Yeah?
Well, subscribe to our channel, yeah.
Okay. And you put it out on YouTube and everything as well?
YouTube, Spotify, I believe it's also on Amazon Music and Apple podcasts.
Okay. So in our last 7 minutes, I want to unpack your entrepreneurial mind. Can I do that?
Of course.
Okay. So we were talking before the show how you lived in 9 countries. Is this true?
Yeah. 9 countries.
How many languages have you spoken or do you know or anything?
I speak English, obviously. I speak Russian. I speak Chinese, or I used to speak it very well. Right now, it's, of course, not as good as when I was living in China. Sure. But I do speak Chinese. I read pretty well. I speak Korean and I understand a little bit Spanish, Argentinian Spanish.
Oh, my gosh. So it sounds to me like you're someone who's not afraid to jump in and learn and fail, because let's face it, if you're going to learn, you have to expose yourself to things you don't know yet. I mean, that's the whole point of learning. So this isn't hard for you. Going to Web3 is not hard for you because you just have a mindset that you are always stretching and learning. Is this true?
I always believe if you have a passion, you have a great idea, don't be afraid to try. You can learn along the way. You can always find people who are experienced, who can join your team and help you with certain aspects of your business. But if you're passionate enough, you know where you are heading to, don't be afraid. We all can fail, but you will never know if you're not trying.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So why do you choose to reside in New York, even though you have a lot of other places that you've lived and have connections with? Why is New York your place? Because I know New York and Miami, from a crypto standpoint, kind of like battle each other and stuff. What's up with New York?
New York still is a really good place for starting a business. And our primary target right now are the small business owners, coffee shops, restaurants, event organizers. Okay. And it's hard to find a place with such a large number of small businesses. I think New York is a really great location, considering that all coffee shops, restaurants, events, they're all really, really close to each other. There are also a large number of museums, different clubs, facilities that have their memberships. So from a business perspective, this market was really good and attractive. And I mean, for me, Hong Kong was always the closest place to a home that I ever found. And unfortunately, Hong Kong is not is not as great place as it used to be for multiple reasons. And I was forced to look for a better place. I think New York is really close to Hong Kong. I also like this cultural mix because you're constantly learning something. And whenever you're going to an event in New York, it's quite impressive. There are people from completely different industries, from different locations, with different background. So again, it's about constant absorbing, learning, and expanding your knowledge.
Wow. Okay. So where do you see all this going? This will be my final question. What's your big dream with all this Web3 and blockchain? Where do you see all this going?
I mean, for me, I have to say that's my world. it's hard to see where it's going. It's obviously growing. And from the very beginning when I joined the field, I understood that this technology can be applied to so many industries and can help. First of all, I'm coming from a quantitative finance background. So for me, seeing cryptocurrency was understanding that there is a hope to rebuild financial system in a way that it's accessible to every single person in the world. Mm. And that's what I really hope for. I hope that cryptocurrencies can definitely change it in the long term. The cryptocurrency is already changing it for so many people. If we look in their developing economies, Argentina, one of my favorite examples, I lived there for a year and a half. And I think if we just look at our Bitcoin and how it's being used, it's really impressive. Every single person I talk to, completely unrelated to crypto or tech industry, they all know about Bitcoin and they have Bitcoin. That's really impressive. And many other developing economies really benefiting from using cryptocurrencies. Mm. So I don't think DeFi and crypto will change the way financial system works. I really hope we will not mess it up and continue improving, because I know when technology comes along and it's not always being used as it's supposed to. And good examples are like bubbles on the market, all like scams and craziness that is happening in every single industry. Mm-hmm. Same with tech industry, with dot-coms, it wasn't very different. So I really hope we will keep improving. And I do believe in this industry. That's, wow, again, that's my world.
Yeah, yeah. So are you ever going to write a book?
Not sure. I don't really have time for it, to be honest.
Yes.
I already have too many things on my plate. But I do write articles from time to time, okay, covering different more political topics related to crypto industry. I usually post them either on HackerNoon or other crypto or non-crypto media. HackerNoon usually has a summary of all my recent articles. So depends, but yeah, maybe in the future.
Wow. Well, listen, folks, Elena blew my mind. I knew she was going to be awesome, but wow. I feel like compared to the average person out there on the street, I probably feel like I know a lot about crypto and blockchain. Compared to you, I know about nothing. So
we all know nothing. It's still
you are early. You are wow, this is amazing. So we want to push people who want to learn about those loyalty programs to your website. Give that website one more time, and then of course we'll go to supermooncamp.com here in a moment, but give us your websites again.
For sure. For Flashback, it's flashback.one, and for Supermoon, it's supermooncamp.com.
Awesome. Elena, thank you so much. You blessed us. You showed us how there's a deep movement going on, and we don't need to be scared. And your multi-country, multilingual talents have really encouraged me today. So thank you so much.
Of course, thank you, Carrie. And to everyone, don't be afraid to try. That's how we learn, and that's how we succeed.
Ooh, words of wisdom. All right. You have a great day, my friend. We'll see you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.